Yeah.
Okay, Chevra, let us learn some Torah. I want to go through some of the Se'ifim here in Shulchan Aruch, Se'ifim, Yud, and following. These are based on Mishnayos in the fifth perek of Mikvaos. The Mishnayos tell me that if I have a Mayon that goes Al Gabi Brecha, and you're mafzik it, so it has the din of a mikveh. B'chazav so it's possible for zavim and mitzorim and lakadosh and achayeda shayatzu harishonim. Meaning, if I have a mayon and the mayon goes on a brecha is some sort of pit. So if you are not mapsik, it has the din of a ma'ayon. It even has the din of a mayim chayim. If you are mapsik, it has the din of a mikveh. If you are mapsik and then you restart it, then it has the din of a ma'ayon, but not a super duper ma'ayon. In other words, it's not going to be usable for zavim, mitzorim, mechatos, etc. Now, there are a few issues in this Mishnah that have to be addressed. One is when I say that the Ma'ayon goes into the Brecha, does that mean that the Brecha is full of water? Does that mean that the Brecha is empty of water? That's issue number one. Issue number two is when I speak about Hifsiko, does that mean that I am mafsik the intake valve? Or does that mean I am mafsik, I don't know if the word is outtake, but output. Thank you. If I'm mafsik the output valve or the intake valve. So there seems to be three shittos in Rishonim that you can follow in the Beis Yosef. The Rash is the mainstream shita. The Rash holds that we are talking about a brecha that is full of water. And hifsik means I am mafsik the intake valve. Meaning to say that according to the Rash, when they have a brecha that is full of water, and this water has the din of, the water has a din of, let's say that it's megashamim, so it should only be metaher be'eshborin. But once I have the intake valve of the ma'ayon that comes in contact with this brecha, so in that situation, the water now is transformed to ma'ayon water, and therefore it is going to be a full-fledged ma'ayon, even for zavim, mitzorim, etc. But once I am mafsik it, once I stop the water, so in that case, right, I stop the flow from the ma'ayon into the brecha. So in that case, the water in the brecha has a din of a mikveh. When I restart it, so then it has the din of a lower class ma'ayon, meaning it is not going to be usable for zavim. That is the approach of my dear beloved Rash, which seems to be the way the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din. In Se'if Yud, Shulchan Aruch speaks about a ma'ayon which hamamshech into a brecha of water. The water is nikvin ba'umdin. It has the din of a ma'ayon. That seems to be the pashut pshat. It is unclear from the Rash what would be the din if the ma'ayon goes into an empty brecha of water. Right? If I have basically a brecha that is filled up from mei ma'ayon, what's the halacha in that case? So we have over here a famous tshuva of the Maharik. The Maharik says that when the water is only mei ma'ayon, so such water will be metaher bizoichlam, even if it is hufsak. The Beis Yosef quotes in the Maharik, right? And this is an unbelievable thing, that you have ma'ayon water, So even though it stopped, there is a break, it is still mitaher b'zeichon. It doesn't have the din of, what's it called? It doesn't have the din of mitaher b'zavin, mitaher for zavin. It's not mayim chayim, but it has the din of zeichon. The Maharik says it only has the din of Zeichlem kol zman the chiyus of the mayim exists. Meaning you have water that was mei ma'ayon, the chefza of the water. To use Reb Chaim terminology is ma'ayon water. It is mitaher b'zeichlem kol zman the water is alive, ki'ilu seltzer. Now, when the seltzer is still bubbling, it's mitaher b'zeichlem. Once the seltzer becomes plain water, so then it's not mitaher b'zeichlem anymore. That's the shita of the Maharik, which can also be the shita of the Rash, and there are many who go with the shita of the Rash. Jake has his rebuttal coming. Yes, Jake.
For the Rash himself, he doesn't say this Maharik. He deals with the case explicitly in his explanation of the Tosefta, which he quotes in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin.
He says and therefore what?
He says specifically would have the in-between then that is Mitahir B'Kol Shehu and not Mitahir B'Zochlin.
It's Mitahir B'Kol Shehu and not Mitahir B'Zochlin, but that case is not talking about that all the water was Mei Ma'ayon.
Yes, it is. One Zion.
Arab Zion, I thought was talking about, again, maybe...
According to the other Rishonim it is, but according to him, he says, Perush also break all the fun of it, Mali Mayim Zochlin,
B'Mal. The man over here, Mikvish, Yesh Bar Ba'im Sa'ah, Shabbat Tov Ma'pilon, the man over here, Ma'ayon Shemim of Mu'atim, Mishirabu Alav Mayim She'uvin, right? Shabbat Lamikvah, the Tabi Eshborin, Ulamayon, the Hatzbil B'Kol Shehu. So that means if I have a mixture of Mei Ma'ayon and Mayim She'uvim.
That's how other people read it. He doesn't read it that way. He says it explicitly in other. He says it explicitly in.
Tanya b'tosef the Mayim She'meim of Mu'atim, v'riba olav v'herchivo mitaher be'eshborin. Ve'eino mitar bezeichlin ela ad makom shehu yachol lahalich mitchilasa. Right, that's like the opinion that the Ran quotes in the Dharm Daf Mem, that Mayon extensions don't have the full fledged of the din Mayon.
Read his paper. That would be that's the way I would read it. Riva
Allah veher chivai she'asa brecha lefonav v'nismale ismayim zochlin b'mekom shelo hayu zochlin mitchila. Ein osan mekomis ksherin ela be'eshborin, meaning that if I biyadayim dig some area and the ma'ayon flows into that area, that is not the case of this brecha. This brecha is a natural indentation in the ground. The rash over there is like the shita that I thought Rabbeinu David in Psachim holds of. The Shita against the Shachs of Katan Aleph, who quotes in the Maharik, does, can you have a Ma'ayon that is built through human involvement? Right? If I dig down, Ma'ayon, the Torah's Kohanim says, is natural. In that case, it's not a natural Ma'ayon. It is an area that is extended al yedei my digging, and as such, the Rash, like the Rabbeinu David, and like all the Chokim, they point this out, that Rash is assuming that it does not have the din of a full-fledged Ma'ayon, because I use my human initiative. It's not bidei shamayim in Gansen. Right?
Okay.
That's the shot in that Rash. Oh.
Where's this Rabbeinu David?
Psachim Yudzayin Amabes. Again, with my Hesberg. I'm into this pshat. I'm into the fact that there are many Rishonim who hold, I think there's a Ritva who holds this way also, there are many Rishonim who hold that a Ma'ayon is only when it is completely natural. If it's not completely natural, it loses or it does not have its din ma'ayon adkan. So that is the shita of the Rash. It could be, again, that the Rash agrees with the Maharik that may ma'ayon shelo hufzak zichilasai is mitaher bizaychlin. Is mitar bezochlin, even though there is a hefsek. The shayla that we are dealing with in Parakeh is if I want to be machshir mayim, which is already in the mayim, which is already in the brecha. The Ravid is quoted by that Maharik as disagreeing. The Maharik writes the same place in Sherish Kufnun Vav, that the Ravid in the Sefer Balei HaNefer says, Mayon Shavira Agabe Brecha is a Brecha Rekonis, and therefore, if you are mafzik it, it loses its din of Ma'ayon Mikol Vikol, it remains, or it becomes a mikvah. Now, the Maharik is a tremendous kula. Let's go to Munsi. Munsi mikvah, like many Hasidic mikvahs, are built from a ma'ayon. They have a massive amount of water from the ma'ayon, and that water is used to such an extent, as just talking to the fellow who oversees the Breyer's mikvah, they even shower in that water. When they prepare for the mikvah, they shower in that water. Effectively, what I have, according to the Maharik, is may ma'ayon. The chafta of the word is a ma'ayon, even though there is some sort of hefsek. But if the water continues to bubble, it has a din of a ma'ayon. So ken zayin that my shower water, it is oimed bizchilasei, the power of ma'ayon exists over there. And therefore, one could argue that according to those Rishonim, that Ma'ayon La'odom does not require Memsa'a. So the woman is Tahura by showering before she goes to the mikvah. And therefore, I am concerned that if you go to the mikvah in Munsi and you shower in the mikvah in advance, maybe you should not recite a bracha on your tevila, according to... according to those who shown who hold that ma'ayon ma'adam does not require mem se'ah, which is in se'if aleph a machlokes Rambam and Ravid against the rest of Judaism.
How much water is coming out of the shower head at once? Your whole body.
The
is
amount
over?
Of water that they have is massive. They
matter.
Dug down so deep that it is kimayon hanoveya.
No,
it sounds like something
the
out of Breslov.
Doesn't let enough water out. To be totally your entire body at once. When you go to the shower, you're not your body isn't covered in water.
My young Adam doesn't. I think it does cover the entire body because when the water hits my head, it drips down and drips down. My whole body gets wet. No,
you need to make it. It would only be like not a single place on your body isn't.
Okay,
you drop so, water is missing from one place. Like this is
again.
How does the showers work?
It could be. I'll say it like this: the ma'ayon will be metaher, the water that's on my body from beforehand, right? So let's say it doesn't get my entire body in one fell swoop, but then when the next...
Havyaso yedetara, if you're tummy, then havyaso yedetara.
No.
You can't zug that the kli that I'm trying to be told while I can be over my yad on top of
again,
it.
Again, whether there's a sort of havyaso... So look in the Shach in Se'if Yud Beis. We'll talk about that a little bit. If Hashem gives me the strength to go on, or if you let me go on. So that is the Shita of the Rash, which is likely to be the same as this Ma'arik, and the Shita of the Ravid. The Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah says that we're talking about a Brecha Rekonis. The Rambam in the Yad sounds like we are talking about a Brecha Mele'ah. The Rambam also talks about how the word hefsek does not mean that you are mafsik the intake valve, but the Rambam holds that I am mafsik the output valve. If I read the Beis Yosef, so the Beis Yosef tries to reconcile the Rambam, I'm in the wrong place, the Beis Yosef tries to reconcile the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah with the Rambam in the Yad. And the Rambam, and he writes Azoi, if you want to be masking the Perish HaMishnah with what it says in the Yad, Efsher Shemashikosa Shimalayamayim, Vinikvin Lavla Meimar, Shaysimalayamayim, Kodem, Ella, Hainulamashay de Havar Samayan, Himalayamayim. Right? He reads the Beis Yosef, or he reads the Rambam, like the Rambam is saying that in both cases it is a ma'ayon that is filled, or the ma'ayon fills the brecha. Now, according to the Rambam, the brecha only has a din of a ma'ayon when the ma'ayon runs through and through. When you have the intake and the output all coming from ma'ayon. Hifsik, according to the Rambam, means I am mafsik the output valve. And in that case, it has a din of a mikveh, meaning the water is still clearly mikayach the ma'ayon. It is mamish mayon water flowing in, and a mafsik the output valve. Chazar v'himshicho in the Mishnah means I make the output valve go again, and then it becomes this partial ma'ayon, which is a ma'ayon not for zavim mitzoraim. If this is pshat in the Rambam, which it is, so Reb Chaim is not correct. Because Reb Chaim's entire yesod is that there's a din of a mei ma'ayon. The din of mei ma'ayon means that kol zman it is zeichel, it's okay. In the case when I have the intake valve open, but the output valve is closed, the Rambam says that's a mikveh. That's not a ma'ayon. If it's a mikveh, why not? It should be mikveh meaning only eshboren, not zochlen. Right, that's what mikveh means. Only when I open the output valve does it have a din of, right, according to the Rambam, hifsik means a mafsik the output valve. Right, again, I'm not a physicist, but nirlafi in the estaiti, if I have water, if I have an open input valve, and that input valve is going into the brecha, the water is still going to be flowing, no? Isn't that the pshat? Am I making this up? I think this is Pasha Pshah in Judaism. If that's the case, so l'cha'ira, I have water that is zochlem, it's mei ma'ayon, it came from a ma'ayon, and afilu hachi, the Rambam says, has it in a mikveh. When the Rambam wins the Mishnah, has it in a mikveh, nitvi reb cham.
Mikveh for what in Yonim?
What? For everything. Yes, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, that's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah, parakei, right? Ma'ayon. Hifsik, according to the Rambam, means I'm mafsik the output valve. Right? Again, I'm just reading the words. Just reading the words. Oh. Now, do I paskin like the Maharik? But remember, the Rambam zikr does not hold like the Maharik. The Maharik is the shita l'cha'ora that would be the most Reb Chaim deck. The Maharik is saying that when I have mei ma'ayon, meaning until the water dies, kozman there is chiyus of that water, so it's mitar b'zoichlam. Do I hold like the Maharik? So if you open the Maharik, You see the Maharik has two rayas to his yesod. Raya number one is Galsha Nitlash. Okay? Now, that, by the way, is the Reb Chaim's Shtikl Torah, that Galsha Nitlash has a din of Mei Ma'ayan. Stark. Raya number two of the Maharik is a Mishnah in the sixth chapter of Mikvaot. The Mishnah talks about having three mikvahs. One has 20 the other has 20 sub she'uvin, etc. They go into the mikvah. So you end up with arba'im sa'ah, and it's mitaher, the mikvah of she'uvin. It's mitaher, the mikvah of she'uvin. In that case, there is zechila. The water is going, right? I jump into the mikvah. The water is going from mikvah to mikvah. Zechila should passel. How come it's kosher? How come when they have chafsa'ah here, and she'uvim over here, and I go in, right? So now the mikvah water, the 20 sa'ah in A, connects to the 20 sa'ah in B. 20 plus 20 equals 40. It spills over into C. C becomes kosher. Zuck the Maharik. How could it be kosher if it's Zeichlim? Teretz is, says the Maharik, that we're talking about Ma'ayon water that is in A and B. And Ma'ayon water, even if it is no longer connected to the original Ma'ayon, still has it in of a Ma'ayon. That's the way the Maharik learns. So Maharik has two rayas, Galsha Nitlash and the Mishnah Perkvah, Mishnah Gimel. Comes along the coolest person ever, Shach, 1621 to 1662. Got it? So the Shach writes that there's no raya from Galsha Nitlash, because Galsha Nitlash is what I would use in English term, it's super ma'ayon, meaning there's chiyus harbe, right? That's the Shach's lashon. I don't know. Umigalin raya, the shandals from Shagal Nitlash me atmo, the chiyuso rav, the gam nitlash me hayam gufe. Right? I think he's saying two verbach. One is that a yam is slightly different than a ordinary ma'ayon. Two, there is a ton of force in that water. What the shaf means exactly, I don't know. But he's saying no raya from Galsha Nitlash. What about the Mishnah Perek Vav at Mishnah Gimel? Right? Three mikvahs. 20, right? And let's say she'uvin next to it in mikvah C. How come that's okay? Shouldn't there be zechila? That's the Maharik's kasha. Narvas, the Maharik says, we're talking about a mayon. Says the Shach, that's not called zechila. Zechila al yedei adam, Shach is mechadesh, haste nisht zechila. Based on this, the Shach in Se'if Katin Lamed argues on the Maharik mikol v'kol. The Yesod of the Maharik, that so long as the water is zochel, even if it's hufsak, it has a din of a ma'ayon. The Shach disagrees because the Maharik's rayas are no good. The Shach does not get beneath the hood. Right? The Beis Yosef is saying the majority of Rishonim learn the Mishnah that we're talking about a ma'ayon that goes into a brecha that is full of water, implying if the brecha would be empty of water, it'd have a din of ma'ayon no matter what. The Shach, when he rejects the Maharik, ignores what the Beis Yosef said, that the majority of Rishonim, Halohima, the Rash, and the Rush, and blah, and blah, and blah. Right? The majority of Rishonim, oh, Shach ignores it. The Achronim, paskin like the Maharik, not like the Shach. Mean, right, if I look in my new friend, Chelkas Binyamin, and the Chelkas Binyamin, Sivkot in Kuf Pehe, he writes that Le'inyan Halacha Harbi Poskim, or Maskim, like the Sheet of the Maharik, but you still shouldn't do it because you should be choshesh that maybe the chiyos of the water will stop. Remember, the Maharik is saying that kol zman the water is like seltzer. Kozman, it's bubbling. It has a din of ma'ayon, no? Since it's only a ma'ayon, kozman, it is bubbling. So I have to be choshesh at some time it's going to stop the bubbles. That is the halacha. But fundamentally, we hold like the Maharik, nitvi, the shach. The Shah completely disagrees with the Maharik. Again, the majority of Rishonim hold like the Maharik. Oh, okay, so that is Se'if Yud. Se'if Yud, in Se'if Yud, there is no Ramah. Rabbi Moses Isserles does not have any comment on Se'if Yud. Se'if Yud Aleph, talking about a similar case, a Ma'ayon comes in contact with She'uvim. So the She'uvim loses its din of She'uvim. But the Ramah writes, still, you cannot be metaher in this Ma'ayon B'zaychlam anymore. I have a Brecha of Mayim She'uvim. The Ma'ayon goes into the Brecha. Zakt the Ramah. It is only metaher Be'eshboren. Se'if Yud Aleph is Soser Se'if Yud. Right? You could imagine there's a stirach vase between Sif Gimel or Sif Beis and Sif Yod, because it was a long time ago. Right? That's the Taz and Sif Kut and Gimel, bounded by that stirach. It's a long time ago, maybe we forgot. But Sif Yud to Sif Yud Aleph, it's one right after the other. How could it be that there is a din that according to the Ramah, it's only Matai Be'eshboren? Why? Why?
What's the
stira? What? The stira is in Sif Yud, it says that when the Ma'ayon comes in contact with water, so it's Metaher B'zoichlam. No? That's the Mishnah, Perakei Mishnah Aleph. It's Metaher B'zoichlam. In Sif Yud Aleph, the Ramah tells me it's only Metaher B'eshboren. What's the Pshat? Shach and Taz are bothered by this Kasha. Taz and Oschof Beis writes that in Se'if Yud Aleph, I am talking about a ma'ayon that is not a flowing ma'ayon. I have a stagnant ma'ayon. Now, zedachuk ma'ot. Because ordinarily, the word ma'ayon means a flowing ma'ayon. Theoretically, you could have a ma'ayon that's stagnant. But in this case, a ma'ayon that's stagnant comes in time with the brechas, therefore it's only mitayba eshboyen. That's what the Taz in Ois Chofbeis writes. Ze ma'yau karchacha sha ma'ayon haya omeid b'li zechila tchila. Very schwer. Shach is bothered by this kasha and Ois Lamed Beis. The Shach writes that the Sefer Ma'adani Malach, that's a comment on the bottom of the Rosh, authored by the Tosis Yontiv. The Ma'adani Malach asks a kasha, Akum and Sif Yud, it's Matar B'Zoichlim, but we near it, Ahasam Ma'iri, B'Shalo Rabu Hanotvim. The Shach writes that there's a difference whether it's Rabu Naitvim or not. Right? Does the kasher or does the ma'ayon water, is that the raiv? Or is the ma'ayon water not the raiv? If it's rabu naitvim, so then I'm back to the dinim of naharos. Although by naharos I have the additional kula of the Rabbeinu Tam, that I assume that nahara mikipe mavrich, that any amount of water in the river, by definition, is ma'ayon water. Over here I don't have that yisayv. And therefore, it's only kosher if it's rabu zeichlin. In Sif Yud Aleph, it's rabu naitvim, right? The water that was previously in the brecha is raiv. So therefore, it's only matar be'eshboyen. That's the shach. It's less of a dachuk than the taz, but it still is a dachuk because shteinisht doesn't say it. Comes along the Arach HaShulchan, who is kind of cool also. What's his name? The Taharas Mayim, reminiscent to Lushkin, is into this Arach HaShulchan. The Arach HaShulchan writes, just read the words. Sif Yud Aleph is talking about Mayim She'uvim. Sif Yud is talking about Brechas Mayim. Sif Yud means I have rainwater. The Ma'ayon comes into the rainwater. The Ma'ayon is making that rainwater gevaldika water that's even going to be metaher b'zeichlam. But Sif Yud Aleph, the water has a psul bechefza. We begin with she'uvim. If I begin with she'uvim, there's a psul on the war on the chefza of the water. So the din is that ma'ayon can only take away one psul. It can't take away two psulim. Ma'ayon does take away a psul of she'uvin, but ma'ayon will not take away a psul of she'uvin and a psul that water, which was previously zeichlin, which was previously nitvin, becomes zeichlin. It won't take it away, right? Just ayyadei the chibur to the ma'ayon, it won't be morid to psulim, zak the arach ha-shulchan. That is the yishuv to how come the Ramah in Sif Yud Aleph says that what's it called? In Sif Yud Aleph it's only mitar be'eshborin, but in Sif Yud the Ramah doesn't comment. Now, I should note that although the Orach HaShulchan's pshat is geshmak, the shach's pshat seems to read better into the Ramah because the Ramah adds the terms of whether it's adif mina haros or not, so it sounds a little bit like the shach, even though metzias is difficult. What's your rebuttal, Sir Stern?
Does the Aram Shulchan have any Rishonim on his side? Because this is a chilopet.
He made it up, but it's beautiful.
But none of the Rishonim say it's an easy resolution to a lot. It's an easy resolution to a lot of Sirs, but none of the Rishonim make a difference by Ma'ayan that I add rainwater versus shuvim water, and it resolves too many Sirs for them not to have thought about it. We look through the basics for somebody. The Shulchan Sadesh has his thing, but outside of that,
he
Ravnissim Soloshkin uses quotes. Does he quote any Rishonim that agree with your Rosh
Hashanah? No. Nobody. Right. But I like it. It's good.
What do you do when an Achron says something that's very clearly not in the Rishonim, and they must have thought of it?
But it's who says they must have thought of it? A. Again. You know, what I'm doing is I'm trying to reconcile Rashba, which is the source of Sif Yud Aleph, and a Mishnah, which is the source of Sif Yud. What I could say is just a careful read that the Rashba is talking about She'uvim Adkan. Hey, Adkan. That's the pshat of the that's the pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chalkas bin Yomin, for some reason, does not like the Aruch HaShulchan. He writes, just in parentheses, Ayin Aruch HaShulchan Seifim Nun Beis through Nun Dalem Masha Kosav Bazeth. Right? That's the way he says it. I don't know. I think you got to give the Aruch HaShulchan a little more playing time than just, like, giving him a marimakim. Right, I think the Aruch HaShulchan is actually, you're right, maybe this is like Jake is into methodology of halacha. Maybe halachic methodology, the Chalkas bin Yomin is right, because no one said before the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, how can you rely on the Aruch HaShulchan? Perhaps, as a matter of halachic methodology, it makes sense, but I'm here to give shiur. Right? Officially, I'm a Rebbe in Yeshiva. I give shiur. I'm not paskening halacha now.
Also, all the Rishonim by the Nahar case, all I have to say against it, the river is always my Megisham added to Mayan.
It's the entire river. What I have to deal with is the stira between the dinam of Naharos and this din. So I already have a number of yeshuvim over there. Take, for example, the Taz's yeshuv, which is a little bit hard to understand, that in the case of Naharos is some din of Katafris, or all the Achronim are bothered by that kasha, and they give other... There are three cases. I have Sif Beis, Yud, and Yud Aleph. Right now, I'm dealing with the stir between Yud and Yud Aleph, so I like the Aruch HaShulchan's resolution.
That means best. The Machlokas
Rishonim. I'm still going to have a stir between Yud and Beis, so I'll answer Yud and Beis. How if I answer Yud and Beis? But Yud Aleph and Yud.
Almost all the answers are premised on the fact that you have the rainwater added to Ma'ayan is going to be puzzle, unless I have other contributing factors.
Well, again, if it's Rabu Naitvim Al Hazaychlim, so then there's a problem. Yet in Se'if Yod, it sounds like a Ma'ayan Kosher who's Metaher anything. That's correct. The Stira. So there are answers to that Stira. The Acharonim certainly are bothered by that. Stira, Sataz and Sifkot and Gimel works very hard on that. The Prisha works very hard on that. That Stira has literature. There is very little literature on the contradiction between Yud and Yud Aleph, hence the Aruch HaShulchan has a nice take. I like it. If you don't like it, you're entitled to an opinion also, but I like it. Okay. So that's Yud and Yud Aleph. Yud Beis basically is a new din d'rabbanon, which is we in Yud are talking about a Mayon Shehifsik. And because the Mayon Shehifsik, it loses its Mayon status. That seems to be a din d'raisa. There's a din d'rabbanon that a Mayon, which goes agabe achore hakelim, such a ma'ayon also loses its ma'ayon status. It goes agabe achoyve ha'kelem, so that's a Mishnah perek hey, Mishnah base, ha'evir agabe kelem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Rabbi Yossi says, it becomes a mikvah. Why does it become a mikvah? Because Chazal decided that since it's going agave kelim, it's ke'ilu atifsek, it lost some status of pure ma'ayon, even though it's going without any push. It's going on its own. No, I'm not putting the kelim there to make the ma'ayon continue. If I'd be putting the kelim there to make the ma'ayon continue, then I'd have some soul of havaya, potentially, assuming that there's a din of havaya by a ma'ayon. But, right? But even if the water flows algabi the kalim, and we're talking about that the water flows only algabi kalim, if there be some water that flows on the outside, not algabi kalim, that water be metayer everything, like we saw in Se'if Yud, regarding when the water flows into a kalim, right? Chazal me'ezasi bashahi came up with a din dirabonon, the amayin that goes agabe achere hakelim is going to be a problem. There's another din dirabonon that Se'if Yud Beis talks about, which is that I should not be tovel on the keli itself. That's a concern that the Gemara needs a samach vav had, that I might be nervous. Even if the keli is not makabel tumah at all, I might be nervous, and hence it will not work for tevila mitzvah, it won't work for tevila. Bidi evet, it will work, like it says in Kuf Tzadichas over there. But lechatchila, I should not be tovel. These are the dinim. The Shach over here speaks about this din of mayon agave kelim. Does it mean only mayon on the kelim, which are makabel tuma? Or is it even Mayon on Kli Cheres, which is not Makabel Tuma? The Pashtus is that even Mayon on Kli Cheres, the Chazal Me'eza Siva Shehi, they decided that a Mayon, which goes Algabe Kelim, is tantamount to Kufsak HaMayon. So that is Judaism for today, the 13th day of March of the year Tufshin Pei Beis. I forgot the Hebrew date. Okay, gentlemen, have a good day. How do I start?
By the river case, you can't.